this is Ralph Kermit Winterode, the second here, coming to you live out of Alaska here. Took a minute too long making coffee here, missed my intro. It's 0 degrees in Alaska, where I am, beautiful sunny day. And this is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show. We're going to cover some extremely important issues today. After a few comments on property taxes and Fort Hood. And we are on the downside in Alaska. It may not seem like much to the people in the lower 48, but we are down from 19 hours and 30-some minutes of daylight. Actually, sunrise to sunset, and we're down to 7 hours and 14 minutes. Sunrise officially now in Alaska is not till 9:06, and sunset is at 4:20. And we're still losing about 5 minutes a day, which may not seem like much to the lower 48, because the plus and the minus down there is not near as drastic as here. Well, I hear the music. We'll be back, and I'm going to have some astounding information today. Stay tuned.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I'm going to cover definitely the healthcare, and also the I've got my putty cat up here. He's walking on my keyboard here. Try and be a good cat, kid. I'm going to cover the healthcare, Does that act actually have application to us? We, the people of these United States, or people of the citizens of the several states? IRS, got to cover the Fort Hood in just a second. I think I'll do that first. And then we're going to also cover what I've been involved with the property tax issue. And now, as soon as I get the funds, we're going to take those suckers to court, and we're going to see if we can't flush them out. The first thing I would like to address, I am really saddened by what happened down in Fort Hood. I mean, it's the Army post, Army base, should be probably within one of the most secure places in all of these United States. And we have, and our Alaska soil is contaminated now by this tyrant, despot, interloper Obama that came out here. He actually landed out at Elmendorf. I'm sorry to say, I would not welcome this man. I would not walk across the street to spit on him. That's how much dishonor and disdain I have for this person. And in his address, he is not a good speaker. He does not come off. There is no solemn like Reagan or Kennedy. He's not a good speaker. There's no remorse that's believable. He only alludes to Islam and Muslim, and he is a Muslim. He is Islamist. There's no doubt about it. He has never got around and said he wasn't, because he can't. He is. He's a closet Muslim. And these reports that are coming out, and I went down to the rec center, and I actually had the pleasure of and the honor to meet a lieutenant back from Afghanistan, and he said, this never happened like this. He said it couldn't happen. All those military, he said, they're not going to stand by. As soon as they identify the shooter, something's going to happen. They're going to take the shooter out. Now, maybe some of those that were killed tried to. We don't know. But he said to have and if it's a 9mm and a 357 revolver, he said it never happened. Couldn't get that many shots off, 100 shots, without somebody trying to take him down. He said it never, ever happened. I asked him about the schooling over there, and he brought that up. He said they're in Afghanistan. They're not teaching him to read and write. They're teaching him the Quran, the radical side. I never did get to ask him about the whether we're, the chances are of winning over there or not, but he's been on several theaters in Iraq and Afghanistan. And there was a retired Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He come out, and it was a jihadist attack. That's what it was. And I've looked at several news articles in the Anchorage Daily Worker up here, the Anchorage Daily News. They will not address the issue of what really happened. Of course, that's not surprising. How do they, this media is totally bought and paid for. It just does not fly. It does not meet logic. It won't pass. And are we to believe that the dead is going to accept our silence? That they can't hear that we didn't object, didn't fight for the truth? I think not. I think that dishonors the people that were killed there. I have such dishonor and distaste for this Obama and his whole legion of fascists, Marxists, communists. They qualify for all of those and exceed the requirements. I would never attend any, would never address, go to anything by Obama in any manner, because I would dishonor myself. I would go to a funeral of any one of the fallen military. Absolutely. I'd be honored if I were invited, could attend. As to Obama, not going to happen. Anyway, enough said on that. There's a lot of people issuing a lot of information on that, and hopefully we'll find out what actually happened. We probably will never get the real truth of it, because all the obfuscation, spin, and political baloney that's out there, all of the in-service military can't really comment, because they'll lose their status if they have any, and they'll be ostracized and booted out of the military. Amazing world we live in. The next issue I want to address before I get into the IRS and the welfare bill is property taxes. I want to thank especially one man, which shall remain unnamed, another Between the two, that was the ability for me to stay where I am. I ended up $14,015.09 worth of money orders donated so that I could remain here on this property. They were going to do a clerk's deed on November 9th. But in the process, which took a lot of time, I flushed out by going to the appraiser. There was no appraisal on my property here because I live in a house that is totally uncompleted. I don't even have a bath. I don't even have a tub. Walls, I mean, nothing's finished. I have an insulated shell with heat and a toilet. That's it. No money. The appraiser just pulls up out in the driveway, writes in the thing, DEL-XXX, which means that he then can put any value he chooses. So he said the house went from being not completed to being completed and more than doubled the price, quote, of this house, which is not a house. It's attached to a cabin. And, of course, then by going over to the appraiser, I find out there is no appraiser. Appraisal, that's it. And then the head assessment guy, which is supposed to validate it, he comes out, and he pulls in the driveway, puts his finger in the air, and says, yep, house still there. That's it. There is no appraisal. There is no validation of the assessment. And then they supposedly send you out something in the mail, which you have 30 days to respond to, that we've just lied, cheated, and put up a double the value of your property and the other properties because we have a shortfall. And this is the way we get it. So you're guilty until proven innocent. Then if you don't respond, we get around. We also charge you a 15% penalty per year, and then we also charge a prime plus 2% penalty interest. So basically when you figure all this in, starts to accumulate, it comes out to about 75% of what their appraisal, which is a total lie. So if you have a $1,000 appraisal, which the property here that I'm talking about is more, but if $1,000, you got a $750 penalty, and that tacked on every year. So boy, this really gets out of hand. And then another person that holds no office, by the way, the appraiser, or the assessor, he holds no office either or bond. Then the person gets around and certifies to the kangaroo court over here that does not have a public officer, Mr. Eric Smith. One of the demonic little cross-dresser black robe guys that does all of the child slavery stuff. He gets around and validates the judgment because it's put in under the penalties of perjury. This is all correct. So we got one lie built on another lie built on another lie, and there is no remedy. I talked to the finance people. We don't take gold and silver. We don't do lawful money in the United States. I talked to the financial people. I said, where is your IRS, where you say this number, this EIN number, that's who you are, because the borough, people probably do not know this in Alaska, but all of the boroughs were put in under temporary and special act being private law. They have no standing. I wanted to see who they are, because back in 1972, Anchorage, to get along with the Anchorage borough and the city of Anchorage, they redid everything to make it not municipal corporations, but municipal government. So I want to know, what thing are you? Oh, the borough says we destroyed that because that was over 40 years ago. So now I got to go to the IRS to see if I can extract from them what kind of an entity I'm dealing with. That's an important issue. Are they a corporation, the borough, or are they municipal government? That's another issue to be brought up. But it even gets worse. In the code, ordinances of the borough, and even in the constitution of the, quote, state of Alaska, not the constitution of Alaska, the people in Alaska are taxed on their private interest in property owned or held by the government. Really? Now, there's a nice, pleasant thought. We have King George, called State of Alaska, called the borough, taxing the people for our private interest to be tenants on his land. Now, there is a real interesting, lovely thought, isn't it? This is why, like, I got a neighbor up here that has a whole bunch of land, several 100 acres that was given under the native settlement thing. And they were getting ready to pass that off to a title company back in Michigan for the taxes of $44,000 to get fee simple. Wasn't even going to be sold on the courthouse steps. He's got the documents. These are the kind of criminals that we live in Alaska. And it's going on everywhere. I mean, we don't have criminals just in Alaska. We just got some of the, because we have a lot of assets up here in gold and silver and fishing and oil. Anytime you have resources, the criminals tend to multiply ad nauseum. So how is that going to get exposed? Well, my friend, he was going back through the land patents, and all of a sudden when it somehow gets transferred over to the native corporation, Siri, which used to be one of my customers, which is one of the most corrupt native corporations out there, the largest and most corrupt, of which I have private information on because I sat in on some of their meetings till I decided I couldn't sit in on their meetings and have them as a customer. Back in a minute for the rest of the story, and then we're going to get on to healthcare and the IRS. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Well, back here and talking about the property before we get into the healthcare and the IRS and the jugular for this whole dang nonsense that's going to, that ain't nonsense, it's a coup d'etat. Complete overthrow. All of the documents are all still out there. There's nobody home. There's no money. There's no anything. And by the way, for those that would like to check it out, or if you want to see it in the Constitution of the State of Alaska, send me an email at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, J-U-S-B-E-B as in Bravo, E-L-L-I.com. It's on the State of Alaska homepage, I'm sure, but it's in Article 9, Section 5. It's in the borough ordinance. It's in the municipality ordinance in Anchorage, in their charter, Section 14. And here's what it says in the Constitution of the, quote, State of Alaska. This is the greatest fascist, communist document you could think of. Marxist, God almighty, it's unbelievable. Section 5, interest in government property. Does that ought to be a wake-up call right there, right? Interest, that's the title. Oh, you can't use it, but it's the title. And it says, private leaseholds, contracts, or other interest in land or property owned or held as in trust by the United States, the state, or its political subdivision shall be taxable to the extent of the interest, end quote. Is that not a wake-up call? And we're working on getting a, we think we may have located a, a document on a land patent where the borough is actually stating they're holding the equitable or beneficial interests. And for those that don't know, although this program is not about it, there are three parts to all property. Possession, right of possession, which is also known as a trustee, and right of property, which is the thing we sit on, which is also known as equitable or beneficial owner, and is also known as a sesquicentennial trust, except they have changed that because that became well known. So now we have beneficial equitable owner. And for anybody that would like to explore some of this, it's found in Blackstone's Commentaries, Volume 2. Page 199, Blackstone Commentaries, Volume 2, 199, and a case on that, one of quite a few of them, actually, is In Re, it's V-O-L-N-E-Y versus, or I'm sorry, it's V-O-L-N-E-Y-S, Fulcrum's, F-U-L-H-A-M, apostrophe S, Estate. And that has a number of 119. A, period, 433. It's a 1923 case. It's 119A, 433, 1923, and it says it quite succinctly. It said, there may be two owners in respect to the same property. One, the nominal or legal owner. The other, the beneficial or equitable owner. The owner referred to in this statute is an equitable or beneficial owner and not the person who holds the legal title. The legal title, and you do not get a perfect legal title under Blackstone's and under the law until you have possession, right of possession, and right of property all joined together in you. That's how you have a perfect legal title called, also known also in other arenas as a lodeo title or a absolute fee simple, which is interesting is the old National Bank of Alaska, which is now... I can't think of the name of it. It'll have to come to me in a minute here. It's another national bank that bought them out. I went in and looked at their property to see if their property they were sitting on in Anchorage was the same as they do to us, the peasants. And it's not. They have absolute fee simple. Why is that? The bank? I'll think of it in a minute, the other new. But they don't, the property that they're sitting on is absolute fee simple. Ours is just fee simple. Why is that? Because we don't know any better. Anyway, the only way to get these people out in the open is called a quiet title action in the federal court, linking it up to the land patent. And there's only been a couple of transpositions in the property here where I'm presently domiciled. And then I want to find out, just like my friend does, when they went from a land patent to a native corporation, they seem to have left out one step. It's missing. How did they get away the right of property called beneficial equitable owner. How did they get that? It's not disclosed. And this is why in Alaska, especially, we're really sucking, as I say, the hind part of the bladder. Because up here, the people found out that they could actually come on their property and search for gas over coal and not even have to ask permission. Of course, that raised a big furor, but it was never disclosed to these people. And they still don't even understand that they're sitting on, we are tenants on King George's property. This is the game. This is not a game. This is the tyranny practiced in America. Just like all of the automobiles. We're a debtor as soon as you become a registered owner. That's in every code section of every state, without exception. And the state is a secured party, and they collateralize all of the, quote, automobiles, if you want to call them that, motor vehicles, vehicles, commercial motor vehicles. They're all collateralized by whatever the state is. And I'm going to bust that one wide open, too. We now are in appellate court here on a out of service issue. Well, I guess I hear the music, so we'll finish up with all that, and we're going to get into what do we do to fight these guys? How do we? Where's the jugular? Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Well, we're back from break here, and I was talking about property taxes and the good old Matsu Burrell, Temporary and Special Act, private law. In 1963, they set up private law, these things that have no access to us, the people. Totally, it's prohibited also in the Constitution of the, quote, state of Alaska. Should be Constitution of Alaska, the country, the land, not the state of Alaska. That makes it a corporate charter. That's why also in Alaska, in the, quote, Constitution of the state of Alaska, you will find there are no amendments external to the, quote, quote, Constitution of the state of Alaska, because it's a corporate charter. And every year they go in and they revise it internally. They do not attach amendments outside. That's one of the first tricks you look at, is if you have a, quote, constitution for what you think is one of the several states. Are the amendments external or internal? Organic constitutions are mandated to be internal. Corporate charters and constitutions, which is also a correct term, will always be internal, without exception. A lot of the constitution that they use in Alaska is internal. Every year they rewrite the darn thing. So anyway, we're going to have, as soon as I can gather the funds for a federal lawsuit, we're going to do a, or I am, I'm going to do a quiet title action, and my friend probably will do one also. Because if you have an interest in property, we want to know where you think you got the right of property and where was that. Because, by the way, there's a, I don't have that handy, but also there's a statute. You have to disclose your interest. And they're not doing it. Isn't that an interesting little game? It ain't a game again, a tyranny. And they're taking people off of their, off of property that they think that they are the true owner. They have no understanding of the right of property, right of possession, and possession. They have no understanding of it. And all the hoo-ha up here on the methane gas, where they could come in on the, quote, the property, the people never did understand what was going on. I just didn't have the time to go over to the meetings. I wish I had it, but I just, only so many things I can do. But they have no understanding how these people could come on what they think they own, and they don't own nothing in the true sense of the word. If you do not have the right of property and the right of possession and a perfect legal title, there is no liberty, there is no freedom. This is why in America we're stuck. Under the guise, these people can move us off for King George's taxes to be a tenant on his land. That's about as simple as I can say it. And it can be proven easily in Alaska. They even put it in the, quote, this communist document, fascist communist document that we have up here. And it's called, I did a lot of research on it down in Juneau, it's called a flexible constitution. Because we have the word by law over 92 times in it. So the legislature can just go in and change it. Well, boy, that's a limited delegation of my inalienable rights. I hand all my, quote, inalienable rights over to a bunch of criminals down in Juneau. Just on another interesting thing is when despot tyrant called Obama showed up in Alaska, the governor and lieutenant governor never showed up. They were busy doing something else. And our unindicted Democratic new senator, Begich, which was the ex-mayor of Anchorage, that left all kinds of paid-off contracts to help the fire and the unions and all these different, the APD unions and firemen union and all that, to really put the city of Anchorage way into the red. He got 10 seats, 10 people he could have show up. Murkowski got none. Senator Murkowski, she's the daughter of Frank Murkowski, the governor that the governor that came down from being senator to be governor that's trying to ram the pipeline through that Palin, ex-governor Palin, cleaned his clock. She didn't get any seats, and Representative Young, the one we have, he didn't get anything. He didn't show up either. So I guess even though we have a bunch of criminals in action up here, even some of the Republicans, this was a little too disdainful to even bother to take the time to show up and pay any sort of a respect. The mayor of Anchorage showed up, but he didn't introduce him. So he showed disdain for the mayor of Anchorage, even though he showed up and shook his hand. He's in his city. He didn't even in his the municipality of Anchorage, or Anchorage Municipal Corporation. So anyway, on with that. That's an interesting situation we got going. So we're going to have the property tax. We're going to be taking that on. And we have the commercial Title 49 CFRs that they promulgate. And they're all interpretive, most of them anyway. I can't say all of them because I have obviously looked at every one of them. But the ones that we're involved with right now in the appellate court, Court of Appeals in Anchorage, has to do with an overweight, and it is an interpretive reg having no forced effect of law. And what the state of Alaska does, and I'm sure other states do too, they adopt by reference the regulations out of Title 49. But they're interpretive regs, at least the ones I've looked at so far. And adopting a interpretive reg does not clothe it to becoming having the force and effect of law, the same as a statute. Now the question becomes, how are we going to fight these things like this health care? This is a killer, this health care. The first question is, could I ask just one question, which I'll do in the next hour? Could I ask just one question of, say, the health care to the senators, representatives? Just one question. Is there one question that would expose these guys? Yes, there are. There is. I could ask two and really put them into a corner. Same thing with the Internal Revenue fraud. And by the way, Lindsey Springer's case, the people that have been following his, it's gone to the jury and they haven't made a decision yet. So probably Monday we'll find out on Lindsey Springer in Oklahoma, which is he's a champion of the Paperwork Reduction Act, which is valid. I don't think it's the strongest argument, but he's definitely the man for it. And, of course, Oscar Stille. And so we hope that he's going to prevail. He should. But that doesn't mean that you will, because the truth in today's world with the ignorant and illiterate and stupid that's in the jury, there are some of them that the truth has no, there's no way to get through to them. So hopefully he's going to prevail. So by probably close of business Monday, we'll know how him and Oscar Stille come out. So getting down to the question is, how do we fight agencies? We have a coup d'etat. There is no constitutional government today. The documents are all there. The federal constitution, Bill of Rights, the constitution of the several states, most of them, Alaska hasn't had one. Most of the states that came in after the Civil War do not have technically a constitution of one of the several states, because Congress is to bring in each one of the new members as one of the United States of America and not the president by proclamation. Not a minor detail, it's a major detail. El Presidente does not do that. And, of course, all of the southern states after the Civil War never did re-enter on an equal footing with the original states. They never did rise to becoming one of the several states. They were relegated into what Alaska came into. We came in on equal footing with the other states. Northwest Ordinance mandates come out on an equal footing with the original states. Alaska came in as a state of the United States of America. This was all in the act that, quote, brought us in, hoo-ha. And we and all of the real several states come in as one of the United States of America. We came in as a state of. Change two words. Just two words, and the whole thing is out the door. That's how treacherous these attorneys, these people are in their verbiage. Now, if I could put this in a context, which I want to try to prove here, in a couple of different ways. If I were to sit down and have a chess game and to get my pieces of chess, my chess, my pawns, king, queen, knights, bishops, rooks, all that on the board, I'm going to bring forth my inalienable rights, my limited delegation of power to the several states, and a grant to the United States, which is sitting under the United States of America, Articles of Confederation, which also includes the Declaration of Independence. I have constitutional standing to sit at that chessboard. Now the question becomes, I want to take on agencies. People have no idea what an agency is. Most people don't. You go, what's an agency? We have law enforcement agencies, child enforcement agencies, EPA agencies, health and care agencies. What is it we're up against? What is an agency? So if I'm going to get in a fair game of chess for this, quote, agency, the only requirement is that you, the agency, must bring forward the authority to challenge my constitutional inalienable rights, all of those issues. Where is your authority to get on this board and play chess with me? Where is it? I look across at the IRS. They don't have any pieces. Where is your constitutional authority? How could your constitutional authority be established by the IRS? How could it be established if you're in the healthcare? There's an act of Congress, not a law of the United States, acts of Congress. Could an act of Congress get you on the board? No. Why? Now, that's an important dang question. Do you think I could prove something like that? Absolutely yes. What we're not understanding is we go look across the board and guess what? The agencies have no standing. They have no pieces. They can't play with us on a chessboard. It's based on constitutional issues. Where is your standing, Mr. Agency, to show up on that chessboard and have your all your pieces? Can Congress show up across? Can Congress show up on that board and play chess with you and me? With the IRS? No. Can the people with the health care? No. Have I been smoking something? No, I don't even know what pot smells like. Never seen it in my whole life. Don't have any inclination to. Don't have anything against it. It's probably not very dangerous, actually. Don't do drugs. Can't. Don't want to. But I'm not smoking anything and drinking anything that's going to get me in that corner of the world. So can I have? Do I have any sort of evidence to back up, when I look at the agency, the question should become, what subsidy regulation that has the force and effect of law, mandated by Congress, under 552A1, you shall publish in the Federal Register, and to be subsidy, you must state that you are in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D. Those are my standards. Those are Congress's standards. Those are standards for the agency. Can the IRS meet those standards? I didn't write it. Congress wrote it. This is the Bible according, or actually the commandments according to Congress. I didn't write it. They wrote it. Can the healthcare thing stand up to that? No. There has been a bifurcation of the laws of the United States where Congress, prior to February of 1871, changed in the Dictionary Act and be it further enacted. I'll look up the site here in a minute after the break, so anybody wants to check it out or wants it, I'll send it to them. We went from laws of the United States where Congress legislated directly upon the people to where now we have, and this is the little game, not a game again, I keep saying game, this is tyranny. Congress gives general statements and penalties in what we think is a law of the United States. They then hand off to the agency the duty and obligation to be created in the Federal Register. So we no longer have laws of the United States that has the penalty and the duty and the obligation all together. This is what people in the IRS world have not understood yet. And it's not easy. I'm not blaming them for it. This is why when all of the 72, 01, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, all the penalties for willful failure to file and all the other whatevers, we don't have to tell you the statute. The courts will tell you that. Do you know why they can't tell you the statute that creates the duty and obligation? Because it's handed over to agencies. So Congress has bifurcated, which in all common law, there is a law, thou shall or shalt not do, with the penalty. It's been split. Because Congress has hired agencies. You can call them, probably my word is mercenaries, for hire. Called employees of the United States, the corporate side. Because when you go look up all of the definitions of the United States that they prosecute under, what's missing is the several states. It's all a fiction and law. So therefore, if you can understand and take, now let's see if I can prove this, but you have to get the concept first of what we're trying to accomplish. Back in a minute. Stay tuned, and we're going to get to this, and then I'm going to show you how it works. Stay tuned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back from break here, and working up to the how do we expose and fight these things called agencies, and where do they live? How are we going to do that? I will tell you unequivocally, because of the fact that there's been a bifurcation of the laws of the United States into a fourth branch, which anybody that's heard me talk about this, this is the APA, the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. Congress clearly declared that they were creating an administrative state called the fourth branch, a headless fourth branch, actually. Research done by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in a 400-page book. That's the only book that I asked for donations of $100 for. It tells what they're doing. It's a headless fourth branch of government. That's why we have such great difficulty understanding you cannot beat Congress just on code, because it's not a complete thing to attack. We think we're attacking a law of the United States. That's not so, because the penalty and the duty and obligation, either to do or not do, should be contained in the same exact thing. And that has not happened. And I'm going to show you before the next hour is over. It's not so. Absolutely untrue. And anybody that thinks that they can beat them just by the code is not going to win. The duty and obligation which the courts do not want to touch. Because if they do, they will show they're not truly Article III judicial power of the United States constitutional courts. Constitutional court is judicial power of the United States. They can't go there. We've finally gotten on one of the mandamuses, finally getting the Internal Revenue DOJ out in the open on the Federal Register on assessment. There are no Part 1 subsidy regs. There are no Part 1 regulations to begin with. There are no Part 1 subsidy regulations. But for those that do not know, and most people don't, what is the standard that I'm going to use against all agencies? Without exception, even the Federal Reserve, that's an independent establishment that has no way to get to them. They can do anything they want. They're beyond the realm of the courts. FEMA, which is an external establishment also, established by he's not a president, Mr. Carter, another nitwit, back in, I think it was 85. And they don't put forth FEMA. They're going to come out here and pound on us because we don't know. There are requirements that must be met by all agencies, and their lair, where these things live, they do not live in the statutes at large. Although they quote statutes or code, they're not statutes, they quote code sections. They love to quote code sections. They have no authority to use code sections on the people. It's mandated. All agencies, without exception. Prong number one, all agencies under 5 U.S.C. 552A1, that's 5 U.S.C. 552A1, which comes out of the 1946 APA sections 4A and 4C. and in the current 552A1. Each agency shall state and currently public in the Federal Register for the guidance of the public subsidy rules of general application adopted as authorized by law. And if they're not so published, they can't affect us. Back in a minute, and we're going to go through this. This is really important to all agencies. Stay tuned.
With recent